And now, Garner Ted Armstrong.
They say that drugs were the 60s thing. Well, if they were, then alcohol is the thing of the 1970s for young people today. But it's scarcely a consolation to realize that millions of young Americans all the way from 11, 12, and 13 have got serious alcohol problems. That's right. We've come a long way from the days of the beer parties back in the 30s and 40s when after graduation from high school, the kids would maybe knock the top of the neck off a bottle of beer and try not to get glass in their mouth or their throat while they showed off before the girls. The beer parties, the goldfish swallowing, seeing how many kids could get in the rumble seat of a Model A or a telephone booth. That was just kid stuff. Well, today it's right down to serious problems. Youngsters who are drinking because they're trying to escape the unbelievable pressures of today. Alcohol has reinvaded the schools. One reason is that parents are far less concerned. Simply because they realize that if the kid is busted for driving along in the automobile and there's an open can of beer or a bottle in the car, the police and the parents alike are far more prone to take a lenient view of that than they are somebody with a packet of heroin and a bundle to apply the needle of the arm. And so if you're high on booze, it's not quite such a crime as it would be considered to be sniffing glue or maybe bunnies or reds or some of the real hard stuff like heroin. Well, mixed drinks and blenders in dormitories are an in thing these days, and of course vodka and tequila, because of the colorless nature, are pretty easy to conceal, and they tend to take the place of some of the beer and the other things the kids are using. So it really shouldn't be surprising that to drink or not to drink is not even a question anymore. Now, kids know that drinking is the okay thing. It's the okay way to loosen up and kind of get yourself all oiled for the party that's coming up. It's the okay way to drown your sorrows. As a matter of fact, they're calling it the okay addiction. A study in the case histories of hundreds of alcoholics find that most pass through identical progressive stages in their drinking careers. Just like the psychological dependency from pot to heroin, people can deny it, but it is there. They begin with occasional social drinking. It becomes occasional escape drinking, and finally it becomes frequent escape drinking, and finally it becomes alcoholism. So, in most respects, alcoholics represent a cross-section of all society. Man and woman, rich and poor, black and white, young and old, educated and uneducated. Alcohol addiction is unlike other drug addictions in some ways, the most significant being that it takes generally from 3 to 15 years to become physically addicted to alcohol. But you can become psychologically addicted to it before you ever even start it. You can want a crutch, you can reach out for one, and you can find yourself in serious physical, emotional, mental, and economic trouble. So although alcoholism can be considered, and rightly so, a disease, the greatest part of its treatment must be the psychological or the emotional cure, and that can only be effective if the alcoholic really desires to quit and find some other way of coping with his problems in life. Jesus Christ said, when the Son of Man comes, and he promises he surely will, shall he find faith on the earth? No, he's going to find the way we're going, millions upon millions of people who are stiffening their spines and bolstering their ego with booze. You can stop. You can quit it. You can solve your problems on the job, in the home, and your own physiological and psychological problems if you'll just take the step. Why don't you pick up the phone and call someone and ask for help? But before you do that, why don't you go right now and get down on your knees and say, God, help me. Write for the current number of the Plain Truth magazine. Listeners in Australia and Tasmania should write to Garner Ted Armstrong, Post Office Box 345, Sydney, New South Wales.